No, no.
I hear something. What is that?
I was rubbing my beard against it.
That's sexy.
I was trying to get affectionate.
That's actually exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like you're rubbing your beard against the microphone. Hello and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Irvin Elijah. I'm here with my favorite bearded Buster, my very favorite one, Buster Heine. Hey, Buster.
Hey, dude.
And as we're normally joined by a Mr. L. Caney, he backed out last minute, so I'm shaming him on the show.
Problems with his plumbing.
He's had problems with his plumbing. And Buster astutely pointed out, we're not sure if he means in his house or if it's a personal problem.
Yep. There's a lot of options.
There's a lot of possibilities there. Hopefully his house is being filled with public sewage from San Francisco at this very moment.
Oh, yeah.
That would actually be, that's actually a decent reason for having to cancel last minute. You're like, my house is being filled with public San Franciscan sewage.
Feces is coming in my kitchen. My kids can't eat.
There's feces everywhere. It's covering my double dog. Yeah. All I hear are barks. I don't know where he is. My kids are having mud fights. They don't realize this is a plumbing problem.
No.
In any case, yeah, that was not a good visual. Hey, you know, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Audible, the most best place, the most best place. They should make this their motto on the internet to get your audio books and entertainment. Buster, do you think there's anyone in the U.S. who has not heard of Audible?
I think, I don't know. Maybe my mom, she doesn't listen to audiobooks.
Does she listen to this podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah, well, now she knows.
Yeah, okay.
What's your mom's name?
That's Ione.
Ione?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A very exotic name. Ione, here's what you need to know about Audible. So many different books, like 100,000 titles to choose from, all spoken word entertainment, by the way. Buster and I were just talking about a book that is narrated by the Mr. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
And not thrilling enough, the book is actually going to be Buster's pick. We'll tell you about it in a little while. I think you're going to want to hear about this one. And, you know, you can get a free audiobook of your choice from literally any genre that you can imagine. Well, probably most. Some of them, you can probably get a little weird with some of the genres. I bet you Leander's into some weird ones.
Oh, he's probably into like Swedish
thrillers. Massage techniques.
Yeah.
Swedish massage techniques. I've heard him say the first two things a couple times.
Swedish?
So, yeah, Swedish massage. I think he's really into like the technique of like Swedish massage.
Okay.
So there's probably some audiobooks about that. And, you know, you could go to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast. Sign up for a trial. You will get a free audiobook of your choice. I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Buster, I'm not sure you can help me, but I need to borrow $610,000.
Oh, why, man? I probably could.
Do you have as close as you can get me? I have a confession. I bid on an auction for a coffee break with Tim Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I took it up to $610,000.
You did that.
That was me, yeah. That was me. And it never occurred to me that I am about $609,000 short.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry.
So, and I heard that Tim Cook is vicious. Like, if he doesn't get his money, he shows up at your house.
Where's my money?
He's like, I heard somebody paid for my auction but doesn't have the money. And there's like two real big dudes with them. Two real big dudes.
Huh? I think Tim Cook, he could be like a really good villain, you know? Like,
he could be a good villain, right?
Like, what's his name in Breaking Bad?
You're talking about Heisenberg, right?
No, not Heisenberg, but the guy that has the chicken joint.
Gustavo.
Yeah, Gustavo. That's Tim Cook, man, if he were evil.
He is, exactly. Right? Like, yeah. He's really, really kind.
Super calculated.
Super calculated, right? Yeah. And he has like 8 different plans of attack. So like if something goes wrong, mm-hmm. he's still got you. And even when he's breaking your thumb off, he's incredibly pleasant.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. So somehow I got to come up with that money, because that auction, that Tim Cook charity auction, ended at $610,000. Absurd amount of money.
Oh, dude, that's just, I mean, they thought it would make like $50,000.
$50,000. And I heard one, as another charity auction is going on for a one Mr. Jack Dorsey.
Oh, really?
Co-founder of Twitter, co-founder of Square. And I heard they're trying to raise $5,000, and they haven't made it to that level yet.
Are you serious? Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. Who are like the CEOs that you would like actually like bid on for something like that?
You mean besides Tim Cook?
Yeah, besides like Tim Cook, like others.
Because you guys think that I'm joking, but I would absolutely adore a half hour with Tim Cook. He just seems like such a sweet man.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably go with the CEO. Who's the current CEO of eBay?
I have no idea.
Me either. And I would just complain for an hour. I would just complain to him about how many things I don't like about eBay. That would be my pick. What about you?
I'd probably go with, I don't know. I'd probably go with like Elon Musk. Seems so.
Okay. That's SpaceX a great really pick. Cool. And Elon Musk is the founder of
Tesla and SpaceX.
And he's also one of the original co-founders of PayPal too, yeah. Which is where he got his big bucks from.
Right.
Actually, I take that back. Rather than complain, although that would be very satisfying for me, I would probably go with Richard Branson.
Oh, that would be a really good...
Because he would take you... First of all, you'd be on a jet in space.
You would be like... He would take you on like jets... I don't know.
He's like, come on my space jet. And Tim Cook would probably be there.
Yep.
So that's like a 2-for-1 right there. It would be filled with supermodels. There'd be no gravity.
They'd be naked supermodels because that's the way
most likely, yeah. And the entire space jet would be filled with exotic drinks and small foods. That'd be a great time.
Dude, as long as you got Richard Branson and a smile, I think that's all you need.
That's pretty enough. I would actually kind of prefer that he was dressed up like one of his stewardesses like he did recently.
Oh, no. What?
You know, as long as I get to pick, as long as it's my choice.
All right.
That's my scenario. I'm on a space jet with Tim Cook, Richard Branson dressed as a lady, supermodels, and space foods. Where do I sign up? I'm bidding on that.
All right. That's going to be like $10.
That's all I can put down on that auction. But no, that's
actually like, that would go for what, like $20 million? That'd be an awesome auction.
At least, yeah, because you know you get to go to space. hey, let's talk about Google.
What about them?
You know, lots of Google news happened today.
Is there a conference?
And actually, some of it was pretty interesting. So, as Buster just mentioned, Google is having their I/O conference, and made a lot of new announcements for new products. My favorite one, I tweeted this earlier, the best headline I saw today was Google announces new checkout button.
What site did you see that on?
I think it was Engadget, but I'm not sure. And I truncated the title.
I know.
It was like there was more to it than that, but I was like, Google announces new checkout button.
I guess I could just... What is it? Google invented a new checkout button?
Google announces new checkout button.
I'm going to find it out right now.
And while you're searching for that, the big news...
Oh, it was Engadget, yeah.
It was Engadget? Yeah. Go Engadget.
But it's like 3 sentences, too.
Yeah, yeah. Admittedly, I chopped off the parts that weren't important.
That's a fascinating new feature.
Let's start with... So they announced 3 new things. They announced a totally revamped Google Maps. They announced a new Google Music service, which is basically going to compete with Spotify and probably eventually the iRadio that Apple releases. And then they announced a new app. Well, a unified messaging system called Google Hangouts, which Google Hangouts, I guess, is now being transformed into... not it just was, a way to video chat with your friends, but like a unified messaging service.
Right. So it like takes to the place of like Google Talk. And
exactly.
I don't think there was a standalone Google Hangouts app before that, though.
I don't believe there was. Yeah.
So, yeah, it just takes the place of Google Talk, but adds like Google Hangout to it. And you can also message with your friends as well.
Yes. Let's start with that one since we're already talking about it. So I thought there were some really cool features. I love the fact that you're going to be able to Google Hangout from your phone, and the unified messaging that they are bringing to their ecosystem is fantastic. So now, you know, your Google Talk, your Google Hangouts, and your Google Chats all live within these threads that you can start with people. And I already tried using it, and immediately its weakness is apparent. And I brought this up on Twitter earlier today, and we'll bring this up a little bit later.
Okay.
We'll talk about this a little bit later if we have time. Social networks, right? They're pushing Google Plus, and I mentioned on Twitter that I thought Google Plus is a social graveyard.
Yeah,
and some people weren't happy with me about that. Understandable. There's probably a lot of people that use it, but there's not a ton of people that use it. Most people use Facebook, right?
Right.
So I messaged the two friends that I actually know really love Google products, and of which I am a fan of many. There are a lot of great Google products, and neither of them saw my messages at all. So I'm like, who can I use this with? I don't even know. I mean, besides tech journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to use Google Hangouts to message all their friends? Because no one's really using Google Plus.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hang out with a lot of people that use iPhones, but there's got to be a lot of Android users. But I don't think you would use it the same way you could use iMessage, because, you know, that's also with text messaging. So I don't think you're going to use Hangouts that often, really.
The Hangouts feature, as I mentioned, is really cool. It's one of my favorite parts. It's one of my favorite products from Google, actually. And it's really well executed. It's super, super useful personally and business wise. So having that feature live in the app on your phone, I think is going to be cool. But when it comes to actually starting conversations with people, you know, I mean, with nobody really using Google Plus that I know, I mean, everyone has a Google Plus account, right? They tried it out for, you know, a week. And then kind of moved on. In fact, I was joking earlier with somebody that Google announced 41 new features for Google Plus today. And I was like, there's 41 new features, you know, you'll never use because no one uses Google Plus. And I know there are some people out there, again, don't be yelling at your computer or your phone. There are people out there that use Google Plus. And I always find it interesting that when I talk about how Google Plus isn't popular, people always tell me how great it is, how many features it has. And I'm like, yeah, that's actually the same argument I hear from people who use Bing. You know, people use Bing. There are people out there that use it. You've seen them. They're on the commercials. They get paid.
It's like 5% of the country uses Bing or something, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what the percentage is. I know that Bing is probably a fantastic service.
It probably is.
But the problem is that no one really cares. They're like, I use Google. Google's good enough. I don't care if it doesn't have the best features. That's probably how a lot of people feel about Facebook. So with all that in mind, I mean, do you think that the new Google Hangouts is gonna catch on?
I don't think it'll catch on within this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe like in 2 years or 3 years. Who knows? Maybe further on down the line. Maybe Apple will slip big time and Google will be, you know, where everybody takes their stuff.
Did you just send me a Google Hangout invite?
Oh, I did.
Thank you. You can be the one I try it with. I was trying to use it. I could not find anyone to use it with.
No, I sent a message to like one of my friends who I thought sometimes uses like G-Chat a lot. So I thought he was using it.
Uh-huh.
And no, he never saw it because I wanted to see like when you read it and all the features and, you know, have multiple people in a conversation, because that looks really cool if you have a lot of friends that use it.
It does look cool. And I'm sure there are a lot of features that they're going to roll out that will be amazing if you had friends that use Google Plus. I almost kind of wish that they would roll out this app and they would, I mean, I know this is kind of an unrealistic expectation, but they wouldn't push Google Plus, right? There'd be a way to use it with people who don't use Google Plus, don't use a lot of the products in the Google ecosystem. Of course, they're going to make you sign in using your Google credentials. Uh-huh. But like Facebook Messenger is useful, because all my friends use Facebook. Even when they don't actively use Facebook, you know, like I can I can message them through Facebook Messenger and they'll see it on their phone or something. And, you know, we can have conversations that way.
Yeah.
The app is well laid out, though, and the UI looks pretty good, surprisingly. And I really like how it orders the conversations and keeps track of everything in chronological order. And it actually, there's a feature I couldn't use, but I read about that when you're having group chats with people, it will show you where people are in the conversation. So you
that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Nobody's using it, so I couldn't see that feature, man. I'm so excited about
that. That feature sounds amazing.
It does.
Sounds like, really amazing.
Because that, like, do you ever do like group iMessage conversations?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And so, like, that, I'm like always like, oh, yeah. Like, I always have my read receipts on just because I don't, you know, I think it's kind of polite sometimes. Uh-huh. But anyway, like, in a group message, if you could see like who actually read it, because I do have some friends who just never take their cell phone out of their pocket all day, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they get a call.
Yeah. So. In fact, I might be one of those friends.
Right.
Yeah. I like to take it out every once in a while. Let's talk a little bit about Google Music. This is another one of those products where I'm like, this sounds cool. And I'm sure some people will use it, but I'm like, I was listening to the features and it kind of sounds like it might be too little too late, but time will tell. So before you could use Google Music system to upload your songs and stream music, right?
Yeah.
And you can still do that, but now they're kind of bolting on this Spotify type service, this RDO type service, this Pandora type service, where you can stream music that you don't own. And there are actually some really innovative radio features that they've included. And I kind of hope that RDO and Spotify and Pandora will build these in. And that is, it'll create a playlist for you based upon an artist. And it will show you all the songs that are coming up, and then you can, you know, get rid of songs that you don't like.
That's a good feature, because all the other ones do the radio, but they don't have that get rid of the songs you don't like.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, with Pandora, which I love, I am a Pandora One subscriber. The service is fantastic. I think they have the best kind of like playlist calculating algorithms. We'll see how Google does. But you create a playlist, for example... I'm going to embarrass myself here. Do you know who Oingo Boingo is?
No, I don't know who that is, man. Okay. What is it?
They were really popular in the 80s. They did a lot of like 80s movies, soundtracks.
Well, I wasn't alive.
Have you heard the song Dead Man's Party?
No.
No, okay.
I didn't grow up then.
Well, you know, I didn't really listen to their music back then either, but I've been really into it lately. Yeah, I've just been getting into really old albums.
Okay.
And I created a playlist on Pandora that had to do with Oingo Boingo, and the songs were terrible. I mean, just the worst Oingo Boingo songs.
See, that's what I'm always confused on that. Like, how do you choose how do you choose like one band to like start a whole radio off of? Like, oh, you know,
I try to do it more on songs actually.
Oh,
now,
do you?
Now I do. Yeah.
Can you do it based on a song?
You can with Pandora, and Pandora is way better at that at constructing playlists than Spotify. Spotify's service, for instance, I'm sure it's gotten smarter since I used it, but I told it to play 80s musics.
Yeah.
80s musics. And it started playing this song that was from like Turkey, this really weird, like, you know, like non-American music. And I'm not saying non-American music is weird, but this song was foreign to me. And it was like some guy playing a sitar or something. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, and it was actually kind of cool. And I left it in my playlist. So don't email me angrily. By the way, in my household growing up, I got to listen to a lot of that kind of music. So don't email me angrily. But it was playing me music that was made in the 80s instead of playing me 80s music. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So it wasn't good at creating a playlist based upon the type of music.
You mean like 80s style?
80s style music,
right.
80s
pop?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Pandora does that really well. And it'll be interesting to see how well Google does that. But stepping kind of farther back, maybe going a little higher up, even with these new features – I mean, this is kind of the whole Google Plus Facebook argument. I mean, Google has a new music service now. It seems like it's cool. But you're already using RDO, aren't you?
Right. Yeah.
I'm already using Pandora. I've already tried Spotify. I mean, is there anything, is there anyone out there who's already using a music service who's like, oh yeah, I'm going to try switching to Google just to see how it goes. There might be some.
Well, that's what we talked about today during, like while we were blogging today, at work. Cause me and John Brownlee were like, yeah, there's no real reason to switch. I mean, you know, like if you're really into radio and that playlist feature is, you know, just going to make your life, then maybe, but there's no killer feature. So I don't think people are really going to shift from RDO to Spotify. But then, Killian Bell was saying he's really excited about it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, if you sign up for the service early, so the service is $10 a month, and here's another weird thing. So Google doesn't have a free account. Spotify does. So yeah, you could go to Spotify and listen to unlimited music.
And you just try it out and they'll
play you ads. But, you know, somebody on the internet I was reading was saying the ads are really obtrusive. I never thought the Spotify ads were that intrusive at all.
I haven't used the free one forever, so I don't know either.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. I thought it was fine. But, you know, so Google, you have to pay. It's $10 a month. If you sign up now, I think it's $8 a month. So if you guys want to try it out, definitely go try it out. Uh-huh. And if you really like it, let us know what you think. I'd be curious to hear if there are any really, really amazing, you know, killer features that you just have to have. Because it kind of seems like just another music service to me. And I'm like, why? What's the motivation here, like you said, to switch from one music service to another?
Yeah, and that's the same thing with Apple with iRadio. They have to have a really good service.
I agree.
In order to get me to use it. Well, I probably will just for work, you know. But I wonder if maybe that's why they're having a problem negotiating the deals. Is it, you know, they have like some different features that the, you know, record companies aren't sure about? But
well, I heard there's two things. They were trying to undercut the regular royalty fees, which, by the way, for anyone who listens to streaming music,
super cheap already.
I couldn't believe it. So Pandora pays 12.5 cents per 100 songs played.
Yeah.
100 songs, they paid 12.5 cents. So Apple was trying to undercut that, I read, by up to half. Music studios were like, hell no.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Well, so, I mean, every record studio has like gone out of business. You know, the only ones left are like the big major companies.
The really big ones, right? Yeah. Like Warner Brothers, Sony. Yeah. And there's one more that I'm forgetting.
Universal.
And those are the ones that Apple's trying to negotiate with. And then the other thing I read, and there was some consensus around, is that, you know, these studios are scared of Apple. Because Apple created iTunes, and they know that once Apple gets a grip hold, you know, they can really change markets, and that's scary for them.
It is. You know, I mean, you're looking at, you know, trying to negotiate like a little, like, they're basically like prolonging their death, you know?
That's basically, like, listen, Apple, we know we're dying. We're trying to prolong this. Just cut us a break. Just give us 12.5 cents.
Right.
Just give it to us. 12.5 cents. You're Apple. You can afford it.
Yep.
Hey, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about Google Maps because that's getting totally overhauled. And that was actually one of the most exciting things that I read about today and the most applicable to most of us out there. And we're also going to have a two-man faves and raves.
Oh.
Which if you think about, there's only one way a two-man faves and raves could end.
Yeah, how are we going to have a winner? We're both going to win.
I anticipate that we're both going to walk away winners. But I actually have a really freaking cool app. It's one of my favorite apps that I've ever downloaded on iPhone. It's a really fun game. I'm just going to put that out there right now. So you guys are going to want to stick around for that. We're going to tell you guys about Audible. Stick with us. More Cultcast coming up next, y'all. All right, Buster. You know I love telling people about Audible. It is the best place that I know of on the internet to buy audio books, spoken word entertainment. They have over 100,000 titles to choose from. Now, they have genres that are just plain normal to just plain weird. They got it all, as Leander likes. If you need to read more but you don't have time, Audible is such a great way to go. This is what I do when I go to the gym. When I'm getting my body all svelte and I'm glistening with perspiration, I like to listen to an audiobook, maybe about working out, so I know how to get my pump higher.
Yeah, just techniques.
Yeah, techniques, like bicep techniques. That's a book that I don't think exists, but probably needs to be written. Bicep techniques. sounds
I
more
guarantee
like
a, it's been written.
It sounds more like a manual, actually. It doesn't really warrant a whole book. Okay. But if it had a whole book, it'd probably be on Audible because they got every title imaginable. You like science fiction, which I love, fantasy, which I love, romance, which Leander loves. Maybe you like nonfiction, you like autobiographies, you need to check out Audible. And when you go to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast, two things happen, my friends.
What?
A, you're letting Audible know that you care enough about the cultcast and their support of the cultcast to go check them out. And they scratch their heads and they say, whoa, these cultcast hombres are muy gusto.
You know,
did I just say something in Spanish? Yes, I did. Well, Buster, you had a suggestion, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a new movie coming out starring Leo, you know, like the hottest actor of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, The Great Gatsby. I actually saw it the other night, and it, you know.
Is it out?
Yeah, it's out. And it doesn't follow the book, you know, like most movies uh-huh. don't, but it was an uh-huh. interesting take on it.
Yeah.
So I would recommend everybody who's, you know, interested, you read get the Audible book.
And it's narrated by none other than
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. So you get to hear his dreamy voice for what? Probably 7 hours.
No, 4 hours and 52
four
minutes.
4 hours and 52 minutes.
Not that big of a time commitment.
Oh my goodness.
You're done in like 3 days with one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Done in 3 days with what?
An Audible book.
Yo, yeah. Now I'm following you. Okay. Yeah, if you listen to an audiobook, you've cruised through that thing. Cruise through it. So head over to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast. And when you sign up for a free trial, you will not only be telling them that you love us and appreciate their support, you'll get yourself a free audiobook. Maybe The Great Gatsby. Maybe one on bicep techniques. I mean, it's your choice. So go check it out.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. And we want to thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Thank you, Audible. And we're back! Welcome back to the Cultcast, everybody. We are going to continue on. We're going to talk about Google Maps. As I mentioned earlier, arguably my favorite announcement from Google I.O. because it's one of those things that everyone actually uses.
The Google Maps one was.
The Google Maps one was, yeah. What did I say?
I was just double checking.
I mean, sometimes my mouth just runs and my brain's like not even connected to the thought.
Sometimes a surfer accent gets in the way, but like it's
I'm
fine.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
So it's getting a totally huge overhaul and it's kind of always kind of hard to describe a new UI, but the new UI I thought looked really good.
It does. It looks way better because all of what they've done is they basically made that map the entire screen so that you don't have like, you know, just a block and you're zooming in and out. You have when you search for something, the results come up on the map rather than like on the side. It's everything's like integrated into your maps more mm-hmm. deeply. Mm-hmm.
And it's been built with WebGL technology, which basically just means it's going to run faster.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a good thing, right? Got your Google map running all chunky. Who wants that?
Yeah.
I also really like they added a bunch of new features. We're gonna touch on some of the more popular ones. I really like that when you search for something now, like let's say you search for a restaurant pops up, and then when you it seems as though when you run your little cursor over the pin that drops, it brings up the roads that would be the best way to get there, and plus any other, you know, like related information. So it's like all of a sudden Google Maps knows that you're searching for restaurants and it shows you other restaurants in that area. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It looks great. I mean, it was already, you know, the best one. So
it was already the best one, but it's actually now I think the big thing is they're building intelligence into it.
Right. So, I think like with Apple Maps, I think Apple, you know, as far as design wise and almost feature wise, it almost caught up with Google Maps a mm-hmm, little bit. Mm-hmm. But this, I mean, man, they've just got so much more data in there.
This is next level.
Right. I'm not too thrilled about like the Zagat ratings. I wish Google was using Yelp or Foursquare reviews and stuff like that.
I tweeted that out earlier. Who uses Zagat ratings anymore?
Right. Like I guess it's supposed to be like a standardized rating, so you don't have like amateurs on Yelp complaining.
But
about
that's what I want. I want amateurs telling me what restaurants they like and don't, because I'm an amateur. Yeah, I don't need someone with a refined palate telling me that, you know, the food at my local dive is bad.
Right. It's,
I'm making huge jumps too. I don't even know. I don't know what Zach would answer. Like, is that what they say? They're like, oh, this you can't eat at this dive bar. It's not. They don't even serve filet mignon.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably like just normal dudes like us.
See, so I wish they had like different reviews for that, but they also have like an offers thing. That kind of sounded cool, where you can like tap on a restaurant,
right?
And it'll give you like a 25% off coupon. It's good for, I think, for businesses actually to like generate more people to come into their stores. You know, like I'll give you guys 25% coupon to just come in here. You know,
yeah, that is really helpful. Actually, I always love getting deals of things that I'm searching for, and it seems like a natural fit for Google because that's kind of their whole business model anyway. It's like, oh, you're searching for something. Here's an advertisement, right?
Right.
So it looks better. It's supposed to be faster. It's going to be intelligent now. So it keeps track of things that you're searching for and will deliver results based upon things that you've searched for in the past.
And you can add landmarks they were talking about, so that they stay with your map all the time. So everybody kind of has their own Google map tied to your login. So then you get landmarks, and so you can kind of see like where your favorite places are over the years as you kind of like add more landmarks to where you've lived or been and things like that.
This is something that's been sorely missing, I think.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that sounds like perfect. I wonder why we haven't had that in forever.
By the way, we just got ambushed by an L. Caney.
We
snuck him in. See how tricky we are, Leander. We couldn't decide if your plumbing problem was personal or home related.
It was home related. The kitchen flooding.
Yeah,
I fixed it.
Good.
I'm manly, but now of course my pants are hanging halfway down my butt crack.
Without your chew plumber.
Indeed. But it's fixed. There's a big bucket under the sink.
Oh, that's how you fixed it? You just put a bucket under the sink to catch it?
Yeah, hopefully it'll last all night.
Yeah, you're just gonna call a plumber in the morning.
No, I did a bit of, I got the old spanners out, and what do you call them, wrenches? Yeah, wrenches. I got the wrenches.
The spanners, thank you.
I fixed it. I feel awesome. I love playing.
Hey, Leander, just a quick tip. If you're uploading or downloading anything, stop it. We're getting some robotic Leander voice happening here. We're talking about Google Maps and the things that they announced today and the things that we liked about it. And I would say the things that we didn't like so much, but I didn't see a single thing.
No, it was awesome, man.
It was really awesome.
Dynamic rerouting. That also sounds cool.
Oh, like yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that. This was cool.
There's also a new – they're also having like real live traffic data. So if like there's an accident, you're aware of it. But if you already are navigated towards like a, you know, a park or something like that, and there's an accident comes up, it'll actually – start rerouting you so that you avoid the traffic for it.
That's pretty cool. Kind of like what social networking GPS navigation app Waze does.
Kind of like Waze does a little. Yeah.
You think it's actually going to work though?
I think so. Waze does it really well. I don't know how Google's going to get the data, maybe just from other phones.
Yeah, you know, Waze always says, I'm sure it works for some people.
every
time I'm
in
traffic, you know, some of the routes I take, there just are no alternates. That's probably what's happening. It's like you're on the freeway. You know, Seattle is kind of interspersed with lakes and stuff, and that you have to cross a bridge to get across to certain areas. And so there's just no other way to go. So it doesn't – it's just like you're sitting in traffic. And then there's that little Waze notification that's like traffic up ahead. And I'm like, yes.
No
kidding.
It works really well in Phoenix, actually, because, I mean, we're on a grid.
Yeah. So it actually, for you, there are alternate routes to take.
Yeah, there's tons of them. So, yeah.
Another cool feature, Google Earth is being more tightly integrated, which I thought was cool because I was watching a video demo, and when you zoom all the way out – it actually shows you like clouds and stuff and star constellations, and they're all real time. So like the clouds you see floating above Earth are actually the clouds floating above Earth at that moment. How incredible is that?
How do they manage that from the satellite?
Yeah.
A satellite view.
They have an army base in space.
No.
The guy with the space binoculars.
Did you watch it when Larry was talking about like their own like private island where they could like have their own laws and everything?
You know, I saw a lot of chatter about that on Twitter, but I actually didn't hear any of it.
It was so funny because he was talking about how much he likes Burning Man, which I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, yes, you know, it'd be awesome if we had a place where we could just like do things without having to worry about the law and then test it and bring it back to society and everything. And everybody's just like, oh, so Google's going to like become its own nation, you know?
You mean we can
drive? Now all the jokes make sense.
Yeah. I don't.
Bill?
What?
Did he drive up in his pink Batmobile?
No.
Where you could, yeah, it's don't they already live in that kind of world?
Kind of, you know. I mean, they can get around all kinds of legislation, right?
Well, they fly in a huge jumbo jet, and they, you know, live in the cloud. I mean, my God, I thought they already did live in that kind of existence. So they wanted.
I think you have a strong misunderstanding of what cloud technology means.
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, it has a double meaning, I think.
Google lives in the cloud.
He thinks it's more like that scene from Oblivion.
They live in like that floating BioShock 3 city.
Hey, anything else? Leander, actually, before we move on, we were going to do a Mano Faves and Rays, but now that you're here, we can actually include you.
Oh, well, I don't actually have anything because I haven't done anything except work.
Okay, well, then let's do this. Since we had you kind of join last minute, we can pitch our ideas, and then Leander can be the judge.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Why don't you put on one of those powdered wigs? I know you got one of those around there somewhere, right? Get out your mallet.
Okay.
Put your lipstick on.
Yeah.
And you can be the
judge outfit.
Yeah, get your judge outfit on, and you can judge faves and raves competition. Order, I have a really great app. Just make sure you keep banging the gavel whenever we talk out of hand.
Okay. All right. Go.
I'm looking over my notes here. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh my gosh, we can't forget this. One last thing about Google Maps. You know, one of my favorite things about Google Maps, one of a lot of people's favorite things about Google Maps is the transit integration that happens. So, you know, finding buses, finding trains, that type of thing. It's so helpful for that. I use it all the time. And now they're building in a kind of a graph that shows when you do a search, all the buses that could get you to where you're going, how long each of them will take, and allows you to compare them side by side by, you know, walking distance, route time, all these different variables. So the transit feature, if that's one that you use in Google Maps, is just going to get a lot better. It's actually, instead of just finding you the next bus, which is pretty much what it's good for now, it's going to help you make a transit decision. And it's going to give Google – what's up?
The number of chavs on the bus.
The number of dudes on the bus?
There will
chavs
be 15
drunk in the office. Oh,
yeah, this bus has had 8 shankings in the last 2 days. Wear chainmail.
That's the kind of thing you want to
That's
know.
The kind like, of
how
thing
many
you need to know.
On the bus, yeah, and whether you should get on or not, because are you going to get off?
Yeah, right. As you're getting on the bus, your phone just starts vibrating, and you pull it out, and it's Google Maps, and it's like shank alert. Right, and you're like, oh, dude, thanks, Google. So you just back away slowly. You're like, I'm good. I'll get the next one.
Exactly. That's the kind of feature you want.
that's the real kind of feature they need to build in. That's actually like helpful in life. All right, let's wrap up with a faves and raves that Judge Leander is going to decide for us. And of course, this is faves and raves and faves and raves and.
Faves.
That was good.
Faves.
This is, of course, the segment where we pitch our favorite app and tech and then vote on which one's best. As I mentioned when we first started, I have a really good pick, at least one that I'm really excited about.
I'm nervous now. I'm nervous.
I can't believe more people aren't talking about the app I'm going to talk about. Okay. So do you want me just to go first?
Yeah, go first. Okay.
All right. So my app... And it is an app. It costs $1, and it's called Heads Up. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
No.
Okay. See, this is crazy that no one's heard about this app. It is one of the most, I think it's the second most popular paid app right now in the App Store. It's the 23rd most profitable, and it's a game, and it's really simple. So have you ever played Taboo?
I can't remember. Okay. Yes, but I can't remember.
Let me explain the rules quickly. It's a game where you describe something that's written on a card, and you're describing it to somebody else, and they have to guess what it is without you saying the word that's on the card. Makes sense?
Yeah.
So this thing, it allows you to hold your iPhone up to your head, and it shows the other person. So you hold it up to your forehead facing the other person, and it shows them a category. There's different categories. There's movies and animals and 80s and 90s and all these different categories. And actually, you can purchase more categories if you like. It comes with a bunch of free ones. And then they have to describe to you what is on your forehead on your iPhone. And then you have to guess. And if you guess right, you tilt the iPhone down to progress to the next category.
Have you played this?
Huh?
Have you played it?
Yeah. I played it a ton. It's super fun.
With who?
With some of my friends, actually. And
are you guys like drunk or something?
No. Hold on.
Makes it fun?
If you were drunk, it would actually probably make it a lot more fun.
Your nephew's birthday party?
No. Hold on. And then you angle it upwards to pass. But here's the trick, and here's the part that makes it really fun, is the entire time it's recording the other person. So your front-facing camera is recording them as they're describing all these things to you, and then afterwards you can share it, or you can send it to the Ellen DeGeneres Show, because she's the one that came up, or her team is the one that came up with this app.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's actually super brilliant for them, right? Because it's advertising their show. But also, when you're done, you can share this video. And it's hilarious to watch yourself describing these things to the other person, because a lot of times you're really animated. And some of them you have to act out. So it's like charades. And then when you're done, you have a video of the entire thing. And it also overlays like how many you got wrong, how many you got right, that type of thing. 99 cents, one of the most fun party games on the App Store. It's called Heads Up. And if you're playing it with your inebriated friends, think how funny the videos would be the next day.
Because
you can save the videos.
Everybody has to buy the app to get it?
No. Only one person needs it. Only one person needs it, yeah. And then you just pass your phone around if people want to play.
Sounds fun.
Okay, what's your pick, Buster?
Oh, all right. Mine is actually not an app. It's
you're like, mine's a brand new Tesla.
Yeah. No, mine's actually pretty simple. I actually just got an iPhone dock. It's called the Projectone Machine Sound Projection Dock for your iPhone from these guys that work in Phoenix called Karis Customs. It's just a really small, like heavy machined, like kind of vintage looking iPhone dock that you just put your iPhone in, and then it also does like acoustic, like it bounces like the sound out of the box, and so
it
like amplifies
it
a bit. It's called the Projectone. It's actually a Kickstarter project right now, and then I'm publishing a review on it tomorrow. What is it? It's $50. It looks pretty sweet. It kind of looks like a vintage, you know, dock for your iPhone. It's also super heavy because the guys do like a lot of like industrial machining. So it's like a really heavy dock. It's not as heavy as like the Elevation dock, which kind of just pops your phone out for you. But this one's way cheaper. So it's a pretty sweet dock, I think.
Dude, this thing looks, yeah, you're right. It looks super vintage.
I have the one that I have is not the anodized silver. It's the tumbled raw aluminum one.
Ooh.
With a silver. And that one, yeah, it looks like it's like from the 50s, man. It's like pretty, you know, minimalist industrial styled dockage.
Is it lightning or is it a?
It is lightning.
It is for a five. You provide your own cord. So you just wheel your cord up.
Uh-huh.
I thought I wouldn't like a dock because I'm like, oh, I just keep my phone there. But actually, like, my phone stays way more charged. I just keep it at my desk, and it also keeps your cords organized. So I'll probably keep on using it. I
13
think I
days
would.
To go. It needs $4,500. It's at $2,000 right now.
Oh, it'll get there.
It's got 13 days. It's already almost halfway funded. It probably will.
Yeah, it's only at a 4,000. Like 4,000 is all it needs. So
yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Judge Leanda.
Order the car.
What is your judgment, Governor?
I'm going to put my black handkerchief on my head.
I don't want to get you mad and have you shake the powder out of your wig.
Yeah, you know what the black handkerchief is. You know what they do that for?
What do they do that for?
They put
for?
That over your head before they lop it off, right?
Oh, dang.
It's a death penalty. So they would sit there with their wig and they put a black handkerchief over their head, which is bad news for the prisoner.
Messed up.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of really chilling. Anyway, yeah, so it's unfortunately, I got it on for you, Irfan.
Oh, no.
You voted for me?
I hate Ellen DeGeneres. My God.
Wait. Are you voting for me or are you voting for Buster?
You're the one who's... You're going to the gallows.
Oh. Just because you don't like Ellen DeGeneres is no reason
I don't like having fun. I don't like playing games.
That's all true. I like this better before we were just going to have us both be winners, Buster.
Yeah, so I won, right?
Yeah, you won. You're a jerk, basically. Yeah.
Time for Buster. But you know what? I don't know. It's my daughter's birthday at the weekend. You know, maybe I'll download it.
Oh, if you download it, you need to renege your vote on the next show. You can't go play this with your daughter and then be like, oh...
Oh, I downloaded it. It sounds like, you know, it would be fun if you're like ever really bored with your friends and you're like, hey, I got a stupid game.
Okay, why? Just everyone, you're going to see these videos from Buster. I already know it. I take that back because you can't post them to Twitter yet. That's the one thing they need to let you.
Wait, can you save it onto your phone?
Yeah, you can save it onto your phone.
And then you could post it to Twitter.
And then I guess you could post it to Twitter from there, yeah. But you can't just post directly. If they let you post directly to Twitter, I think this would be the number one app in the App Store.
Yeah.
Because the videos are really hilarious. I was trying to describe Godzilla to somebody.
Oh, no.
It got pretty funny.
That was funny.
I couldn't say it, right? It was a movie, so I couldn't say the word. And
I guess I'm a little skeptical that they're fun to watch.
I think,
Leander, you say you don't like to have fun, but you do. You like fun.
I think it's just good, wholesome family fun.
And sometimes not wholesome.
It sounds like the ultimate in joke, right? The kind of thing that would be kind of funny between the people who are there at the
right.
end.
Right. Or someone who knows you.
Yeah.
See, I got to post this. I got to find a way to post this video on Twitter so you guys can see it. I think you're going to like it.
All right. Well, I'll check. I'll. I'll give it a try.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, that's all the cult cast we have for this week, guys.
Thanks for
joining us for the last 6 minutes, Leander. I really appreciate you coming in and taking a big dump on my fave and rave pick. That was really worthwhile for me to have you come on in the last 6 minutes. You should do that more often.
I'm going to do it next week.
Bring your black bag.
I'm going to wait for the last 2 minutes.
Hey, I want to thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Head over to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast. Get yourself a free audio book of your choice, and you need to let them know that you care. And, you know, the conversation continues on Twitter. I had a lot of people going back and forth with me today about Google+. A lot of passionate people saying that they love it. And we had a swell time having a discussion about that. If you want to chat with any of us, you can do so on Twitter. I'm at Airfon. Buster is BST3R. Leander is LKane. Of course, all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple. Make sure you're following Cult of Mac. And also, you can hop onto our Facebook page and say hi there. Give us comments and questions for the show. That's just facebook.com/TheCultCast. This has been The Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of The Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. We will see you, governors, next time. Tally-ho! 'TV show on Nickelodeon. You probably liked it.
I never watched Nickelodeon.
It was like a detective pass. This is a character from a video game franchise. She has big boobs.
Oh, Lara Croft?
Yes, what's the video game called?
Tomb Raider?
Yeah! Oh, I need to eat food.
You're hungry.
Yeah,
Hunger Games.
Yeah!
Oh, pass. You'll never get this one. This is an obscure movie. Oh, no, monster. It's coming to our city.
King Kong?
No, it's a kind of a lizard-looking thing. Breathes fire. Oh, no.
Godzilla?
Yeah. this is a great movie about a criminal who gets forgiven by a priest. And he becomes like a business person, but he's being chased the whole time. It's a French movie.